buddy. It was so much fun. Also, I got to see Alan, one of Michael Badnarik's best friends in the world. They were friends for years, decades, in fact. And Michael, you know, put a will together about what he wanted, you know, done with his possessions. And, you know, I want to acknowledge Michael's love for me, my family, and my children. In fact, left one of his most prized possessions for my son. And I was able to bring that back to him. And, you know, Michael Badnarik still with us in spirit here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and would have enjoyed thoroughly, I believe, Sherry Peel Jackson last hour and what we did. The question I ask, is it too much? Can you guys handle it? I know we tend to go a lot of places on the Robert Scott Bell Show. From health freedom, of course, is our fundamental starting point, you know, medical freedom, but economic freedom, political freedom. You know, freedom can be hyphenated, true. And some would argue that without health freedom, there is no freedom, which is interesting. Super Don, if you don't mind, can you show everybody that silver coin that we now have access to? It's kind of a bit of a fundraiser. And it says on there, I think without health freedom, there is no freedom, but it really is a quite a beautiful silver coin that's now available as well. I think, Super Don, you said you put a banner up, if I'm not mistaken. We haven't talked about it yet. And I thought I at least should mention it as we crank up the broadcast week here on with our Brighteon.tv broadcast partners. And am I speaking out of turn? I just remember that you had done that, but you know, oh yeah, he's working on it. I see him now. Hold on, leave me alone. You didn't tell me we were going to do this. I know, that's just what happens. Spontaneous moments on the Robert Scott Bell Show. There are plenty of them. Before we get there, I will tell you about my friends at Orange Guard, orangeguard.com. Orangeguard.com is something that is so extraordinary. If you've got pests coming in because it's wintry, cold, you got ants and roaches and stuff, you want to get rid of them, but you don't want to poison yourself, your kids, and your pets, orangeguard.com. This is a delimonene-based pesticide that is completely safe for even organic agriculture, and I utilize it. Orangeguard.com. You can get it from your local Ace Hardware or Whole Foods, or just go direct to orangeguard.com. Send in a picture when you do get it, and we're going to be doing a giveaway pretty soon. I think we got another. Yeah, there it is. This is the Orange Guard product that we utilize. Hopefully, you don't have little pesky bugabouts, but if you do and you want to get rid of them safely, use Orange Guard, orangeguard.com. All right, thanks. There's Super Don. Oh, here it is. The truth will set you free. A 1 ounce, 3/9 pure fine silver coin. You know, beautiful imagery. Yes, there it is. Without health freedom, there is no freedom. And Super Don, confirm it. And I apologize, I threw you a curveball, but that's what I do. You're like, yeah, leave me alone. You're like,
by the way, here's something we didn't talk about and you're completely unprepared for. Can we look at it right now?
It just occurred to me at that moment. I'm sorry. I didn't. It just, that's how it goes. What are you doing? Stop it. I got the buttons.
You click the button. I did. Leave the buttons alone. That's my job.
So is there indeed like a banner on the Robert
Scott Bell Show website where people can get it? There is definitely a banner on the website on the right-hand side now. I did it over the weekend.
It's a collective.
Really super cool, dude. I mean, I remember. I'd completely forgotten about this because we had this discussion like months ago.
Yeah.
About this coin, what should it be? What would the artwork look like? You know, do you like this? Do you like that or like that? I completely forgot about it until like Saturday when the email came in and I was like, oh yeah. Right. So it is available now that people can buy those. I think they're like $99 or something.
Yeah, it's a collectible. I'm gonna be bringing some to
only a certain number of them that have been made.
Right. It's a limited edition. Yeah. We're gonna bring some to the Red Pill Expo as well for those of you who want to get that. And again, it helps support our mission of health, freedom, and healing liberty to get that out to the world. But you actually have something you can collect and keep, which is kind of cool.
So very cool.
Anyway, just want to share that with everybody. Also, shout out to Nutritional Frontiers RSB15. We should have Jamie and Joe or a collection of them. I want them on a couple of times because we couldn't get them on last month. It was crazy how crazy it ended up being scheduling wise. But real quick, I want to hit this topic before we bring Robert and Jamie into the show for the first time. We're talking about YouTube. We've been banned on YouTube for a long time. They're horrible, horrible corporation. And yet here we have more evidence of their horribleness. The headline reads, YouTube announces it will certify medical information in cahoots with the World Health Organization.
Now, that's going to work.
Oh, of course. Because
how long have they been doing this stupid thing that we got caught up in where they ban people because, you said something that disagrees with the World Health Organization. So you now have a strike and we're going to remove your video because it makes YouTube unsafe for people.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know, what's unsafe is you think that the WHO has any credibility when it comes to declaring what is right.
They were wrong. And it's been proven that they were wrong at the time when we were disagreeing with them.
Yep.
Yeah, you went. How many emails have you gotten from YouTube saying, "Oh, we're sorry. Would you like to come back on YouTube?"
Nope, none at all. None at all. So it tells you what inevitably must happen. And I would urge you and encourage you, when you're ready, if you haven't been banned yet, to remove yourself, extricate yourself from the YouTube matrix. Come on over to platforms like Rumble, where we now have limited or no censorship in terms of what we do anyway. And you're free to disagree with the WHO and CDC and Fauci and Biden, all of that. And you know, I don't have valid data on this, Super Don, and I brought this up to you earlier today that somebody had told me that Rumble has grown so much that is now equivalent or even exceeding the download hours that YouTube has enjoyed. And I'm like, that's a huge deal.
That would be a huge, I haven't been able to verify that. But listen, it is incredibly popular. A lot of people have moved there. And the idea that YouTube thinks that, well, we're going to certify.
Yeah.
We're going to certify experts. Mm-hmm. Who's running things over at YouTube? Have they not figured out that people don't trust experts anymore, because all of the experts that were out there telling us how it was and what to do and all these things like that ended up being wrong or caught lying?
They're participating in their own demise, and I can't be happier for them. So you keep it up, YouTube, and you will find more people moving over to these other platforms. Are we gaining some more followers on Rumble now? Because that's an easy platform.
Pretty much daily, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great.
At least one or two, yeah.
And one more thing I would ask for y'all to do, those of you who haven't yet, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to be at the Reawaken America Tour for the first time, this time in Branson, Missouri. And then we have the Red Pill Expo. We've got some other events that we'll be announcing shortly. We've got online events. Super Don sends out newsletters. And you can be a part of that by simply texting my initials to 22828. What are my initials? Let me think. Robert Scott Bell. Robert. RSB. Yes. Text RSB to 22828. And you too can get the newsletter, be up to date on all of the news items that we're covering in the show, things that can help you navigate the medical matrix, among other things, to keep you safe and strong and well, and including special deals on things that we utilize here. Including we talked about Delimonene. We talked about Nutritional Frontiers, talking about Sovereign Silver, talking about Synergy Science stuff. All of these things, we have discounts for you. Also, what about Cardio Miracle? I mentioned last hour briefly, I won the Challenge of the Week Max Out Challenge, which is 9 rounds, full tilt, and they count your reps. And I got this time 1,815 reps in 9 rounds. And my closest
I think I stumbled across Alex Jones, right, and all his crazy rants. And, you know, he's talking about, you know, a mass, you know, vaccination, you know, genocide that's coming. And, you know, I'm into eschatology, right, study of end time prophecy. So, you know, my radar's always been up. And when this came about 2 years ago, you know, we knew exactly what their plan was, you know, before they even rolled it out. So as it was being rolled out, we're like, we're not participating in this whatsoever. And we were looking for other people, like-minded people that were awake and that, you know, were bucking the system at that time to gather with and have fellowship. Because, you know, everyone's locked down in their homes and people aren't getting together. And we saw this Reawaken America Tour conference happening up in Tulsa. We couldn't get to that one because they were already sold out. But we had an ability, an opportunity to get to the Tampa Reawaken conference back in June. Last year. And so we went down there and got inspired.
It was amazing seeing 8,000 people, you know, really coming together and kind of patriotic spirit. But
it was hot and sweaty. I remember the people that went told me about it too. It wasn't an easy one under a tent and everything.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure I had to change a couple times.
It was incredibly inspiring. And, you know, you had so many different folks up there sharing truth, you know, one of which was General Flynn. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was inspiring people to get involved at a local level. And when we got back here to Texas, we had a big 4th of July party, and some folks that were out here were talking about how the county commissioners were passing this law to where we'd have to, you know, get a permit to build something in our county. We thought, why don't we go down there and let them know how we feel about it? And when we did, and we got a victory, right? They rescinded that day as a whole bunch of us showed up. We noticed that there were some COVID agenda items they were going over, right? Pertaining to how COVID is affecting our county and what they're going to do about it. There are folks who were wearing masks, and then the judge at the end of the meetings was getting up and encouraging everybody to go get this jab, this experimental gene therapy shot, right, that he has no understanding of except for what he's got from, say, the CDC or mainstream media. And we thought, you know what, this is a perfect opportunity for us to come down here every week and educate them until we see some change. And we would just take material off of the different shows like your show, right? We would hear what you have to say. You know, there'd be documents submitted. We'd take screenshots. We'd hit the PDF links. We'd download documents, and we'd simply show up and read those documents, put it on public record. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
Didn't have to be the experts. There's plenty of experts out there calling out the real information, and we just had to present it.
How many snowflakes did you have to deal with besides those on the, you know, the councils that you were, bringing this information to? Because Texas, it wasn't as bad, but yet there were people everywhere living in fear.
That's the thing. It's fear. It's all fear-based propaganda. And, you know, there's a lot. It's an older generation in Bonham, Texas. It's where we live, right outside of Dallas. And, you know, they watch a lot of the mainstream media, and they don't search alternative sources. And so they're getting all the fear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as, you know, those that were at the county commissioner meetings, those that were, say, employees of the county, you know, it was kind of half and half. You know, some of them would pull us to the side and say, whatever you do, don't stop coming. We need you to be here to be a voice for us because we can't speak on these things. Mm-hmm. And half of the county commissioners were awake and would thank us, you know, privately. Hey, you know, we appreciate what you're doing. I hope you're coming back next week. And the other half thought we were crazy. And the judge didn't know what to do with us. And so, you know,
however, we did have a few that came up and said that they had actually already gotten the first round of vaxes. And then they were still thanking us for bringing this information because they hadn't heard it. So I don't think that they went and got their boosters after that, after hearing what we had to say, which that's an incredible feat on its own. So
we thought, you know, why don't we take an ad out in the paper and educate, you know, the folks in our community that way as well? Because, you know, what we were speaking of in the county commissioner meetings was being covered by the reporter that was sent down there every day. So our comments were front page on the county paper every week. And we had some censorship happen there. And, you know, so we took an ad out in the paper and actually went well. We had they had a COVID case chart. How many people have got COVID or were sick of COVID or dying of COVID? And we thought, why don't we put an ad in there that says, how many people are sick and dying of the jab, right? Let's give all the information here. And that went well, but, you know, that censorship, and we thought, you know, we need to get more creative, and I wasn't sure what to do. And I'm busy. I'm trying to run a general contracting business, and I'm already taking my time off to go to county commissioners every week. And we've been doing it for 17 weeks. And my wife was in town.
And I saw a billboard, big old digital billboard in town, and it's right next to the Sonic. and right across the street from the high school. And I felt like the Lord just said, here's your next sign. Mm. This is how you're going to get the information out. And so I called the vendor and, mm-hmm. you know, it was $800 for our little town. And I came to him. I was like, I need you to design me a billboard ad. Because I don't have time for that.
I don't have time for that. That's
crazy. Are you waiting for a sign from God? No, actually we're printing them up and putting them up. And there are a lot of times, you know, these billboards are done for a reason. People put them up because they realize people read them and respond to them. And yet very few in our community have thought about, and there are some, believe me, that have figured this out, that they can utilize the same advertising techniques for good that are being used for great harm and evil.
And that's key. You know, when she came to me and presented this idea, I was like, hey, you know, billboards are way bigger than us. I don't have time for this. You know, all the excuses that we can come up with. And she reminded me of coming out to the children. I was like, you know what? That's right. You know, this is war. It's a line you don't cross. Sacrifices mm-hmm. need to be made. So we put this ad up and we just put the VARS numbers, right? How many people were injured by the jab at that time that was reported to the healthandhumanservices.gov website, which we know is way underreported and probably only 1%. Is actually reported according to the Harvard study called the Lazarus Report. Well, we said, you know what, if we just put that number up there, you know, 800,000 people have been injured by this jab, maybe that'll get people to think twice, mm-hmm. right, before they go and participate in this.
Was there any reluctance by the billboard company to put something up that was actually factual?
Yeah, you know, at first there wasn't, shockingly, mm-hmm. but then that was actually the first billboard that came back to us after it was up for 2 months or something like that. And they said, hey, you know, we got a couple phone calls. We're not feeling good about it. We're going to have to pull the ad. You know, they're afraid of someone throwing stones at her or something. I mean, these were just people just made a couple phone calls,
yeah.
you know, and it's really unbelievable how folks will bend at the pressure.
There's absolute cowardice, in this regard. And I appreciate those that stand up to those actual cowards that are throwing, you know, fear-mongering messages and saying, oh, or threatening messages even. How dare you put up that factual, you know, thing that we don't like, for instance, even though, you know, you're not making anything up. So from the VAERS data number, did they pull it down and you had to now come up with a more creative option or you go elsewhere? What happened?
Yeah, well, you know, so, I mean, we weren't going to stop there. And by that time, we actually had a ton of billboards. Like, we weren't planning on doing this. This was just one billboard in our community. And then the next thing we know, you know, we get a phone call from Clay Clark, and then he wants to do an interview, which gets picked up on the And We Know show. And then Stu Peters calls, and then Clay wants us to be down at these conferences. And we get on to San Antonio, and we're up there, and we raise $100,000. We weren't even trying to. We're like, what are we doing here? What's happening? You know, Clay yeah. grabs the mic, says, hey, because he wants to get up there and share with everybody what we were doing. And I told him he was crazy. Like I told my wife, you know, I was like, I'm not getting up front of 3,000 people.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got a message. And that message was, you know, my wife came to me when this first started. She said, look what I was reading in Psalms 20, verse 5. It says, and in the name of our God, we will raise our banners. I was like, that's it. You know, we're the army of the Lord. We're going to march forward. We're going to raise banners of truth across this nation is what I had in my heart. And it's a message I delivered in San Antonio at the Reawaken Conference. And apparently that resonated with everybody when I reminded them, hey, you know, we're the army of the Lord. Just like David had to remind the Israelite army when they were facing the Philistines and the giants, they forgot who they had served. And so, you know, people had just started coming up to the platform and donating money, and Clay grabs the mic, says, hey, we're going to raise $100,000, has the production guy play some music. He plays Waymaker, and people just come to the front and fill up trash bags full of cash. By the time we finished counting the cash, and then we looked at our Give, Send, Go, it was $50,000. A gentleman walks up on that platform without knowing how much had been donated and said, hey, I'm going to match everything that was donated today. And he transferred $50,000 to our account. We actually raised exactly $100,000. And so that really, you know, pushed us forward and allowed us to start putting up billboards all over this nation from coast to coast. And since November 1st of last year, we've been able to put up 185 billboards in 33 states, bus benches, mobile digital trucks, 500 indoor billboards in all these different types of venues, you know, restaurants mm-hmm. and whatnot. And then Times Square, which is an amazing testimony. We've been live wow. in Times Square since January.
Wow. That's a place to put it up, right? We have images of some of these billboards if you want to check them out here. And again, the link's banners4, banners4freedom.com. Look at that one. Is that Times Square we're looking at right now?
That is Times Square. And I don't wow. you know, I don't know how we've been able to get these. It's by divine providence, right? Yeah. That this company contacted us and said, hey, you can use our board, put up what, you know, pretty much whatever you want.
Wow.
And we've just been running ads every week, you know, and updating them every week since January. You know, that's currently up there right now is working with the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation. We put up how many children reported to the VAR system, you know, have died or been injured or disabled. Of course, we had that Fauci one that you had up there earlier. It was, and this is an animated board, so it's like a television screen. So we can put up a 10-second animation.
Wow.
Yeah, there that Fauci one has Punisher and John Durham grabbing him by the arms and throwing him out. And then it transitions to that meme where, you know, that Chris Rock and Will Smith's Grammy slap, right? Yeah. That we all saw. Well, it's got President Trump slapping old Fauci there saying you're fired.
Well, I wish he had done that when he was president, that's for sure.
Right.
But again, it shows even people that have some semblance of knowledge and can see through a lot are also capable of being deceived. And we must, again, do better, but we must continue to educate and inform, not with deception and not even with fear, even though it is scary to think about how many kids have been harmed. But as I you know, say this from time to time, I said it last hour with Sherry Peel, where fear is, God isn't. And I ask people to pay attention to that symptom called fear and find out why is it creeping up in you in these circumstances. And maybe perhaps you could find your way back to that which dissolves all of that fear, that love of our Creator, and the fact that we get our rights from God, not government. We're going to take a quick break here on Brighteon.tv and still talk to our folks behind the scenes at robertscatbell.com. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on, bringing that power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the Bivy Stick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the Bivy Stick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 Bivy sticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
Just continues to get more and more maddening, more and more frustrating, which ignites the flame of the fire for this show to continue the fight. And Christopher Key is doing the same thing. This organization, Vaccine Police, I am proud to continue to support them, and I hope that you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com. He video documents everything as he's in the face of these hospital administrators that are killing your community members, your friends, your family, your relatives, in the face of these petty tyrants on school boards, in the face of the, you know what he's doing? He's putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas, waking people up that otherwise would have no idea that these shots are dangerous and in many cases deadly. That information that Karen Kingston just brought us, that's the type of stuff that Christopher Key is sharing with the world. Please go support this organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Look at the video documentation of everything this guy is doing. It's amazing. I applaud his efforts. He's a modern day hero. There will be a statue of Christopher Key somewhere when this whole thing is over and we win this war. Please support that organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to...
My wife and I aren't jabbed. We're pure bloods, right? You know, our children aren't jabbed. My family's not jabbed. We will never do that. But we have a moral obligation to go forth and make sure as many other people are aware of this great evil that is upon us, you know. So we're sacrificing to make this happen, and I believe the Lord's going to honor all of our work. You know, everybody that has come together and donated to make this possible. And there's so many more possibilities coming forward that we're going to be getting involved in. You know, we're talking to a lot of different people, and you know, we're asking for doors to open. But like you were mentioning earlier, you saw some posts from Steve Kirsch. That's actually who we're working with, vaxsafety.org.
Nice.
To put up these billboards, we found these great locations as close as you can possibly get to the CDC campus in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a huge campus, right? You have, say, CDC headquarters, you got universities, you got hospitals, and it's all within this campus. And we have been able to secure a billboard on the east entrance and on the west entrance coming and going.
They right? cannot escape it unless they wear their pharmaceutical horse blinders, which they try to do.
That's right.
But I look at them as dogs. How do you train a dog not to poop in your house? You rub their nose in the poop. And I'm thinking, we need to rub some CDC people in that poop.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. They need to be held accountable. And, you know, we, the people, must do that, right? And we have the power to do it. You know, we have the authority to do it. We just have to do it, right? You know, when we showed up that first time to the county commissioner meetings that one day, and we all showed up and we voiced our concerns about that permit deal that they passed. And they quickly rescinded and apologized because they saw us show up, and that there's power in the spoken word, but also in the presence of the people. And I think folks are finally getting angry enough, and they're doing something about it. And you know, it's a shame it's taken this to get. I'm speaking to myself to get involved, right? Yeah. But we see the importance, and so you know we're putting up an ad that says, you know, the death safety signals in VAERS was triggered long ago. Why didn't anybody at the CDC notice? Right, phrasing a question, you know, and then there's one on the other side says, how many more kids have to die before the CDC stopped the COVID shot? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think that these messages will serve to fully, or let's say further, delegitimize these agencies in the eyes of the people, for those who are, well, have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, the heart to understand, and then the courage to act on this information. You know, and that was a big part of the first hour show with Sherry Peel Jackson. It's like, wow. When you know to the level of the deception that she knows, the question is, what will you do? And she's doing her part to provide opportunities for people to say, hey, how do we reduce, at the very least, the food that those entities enslave us, deceive us, harm us, and even kill us if they get away with it? And they are. At the same time, the honoring of what you're doing is happening all the time, and we may not see it in real time. Sometimes it's not known till later, but it indeed is. Just by the very heart that you know, that connection that we have with one another, you're strengthened by that. And that communication that is going out, and that's part of the word, as we talk about the word, reaching the people. It has to reach them in a way that reaches them. And sometimes we have to be very creative about that. But I think among the gifts we've gotten from God, life itself and choice and agency is creativity and imagination. We can do things that they can't even conceive of because they're operating in fear reduction machinery that's more Luciferian than it is of the real light of God.
Well, you know, that's a great point. You know, we constantly, you know, say that, you know, the Lord's given us divine blueprints. We couldn't have figured this out if we had tried. We're very simple people. I'm a general contractor. We live out here in the backwoods of Texas. My wife's a stay-at-home mom, homeschools our children. You know, we're not qualified to be doing what we're doing. But you don't have to be, right? Because the Lord qualifies you.
Yes.
You know, he gives you what you need. He's just looking for people that are willing. Mm-hmm. And we're like, hey, we'll do something. We don't know what we can do. But, you know, he just starts opening up doors and he starts making it all possible. And you just walk forward in faith. He can use anybody. He used simple carpenters. You know, he used simple fishermen and tax collectors and the least of us to do great things. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, he's got a plan for all of us in this whole, you know, evil scenario that's happening right now. And, you know, there's different things, you know, just recently, you know, I've been encouraged since we started doing this to acquire a PMA. And y'all were earlier talking about in the previous segment, mm-hmm. about the 501c3 and tax exempt status and, you know, the government getting involved and telling you what you can or can't do. Mm-hmm. I keep hearing about this PMA, private member association, which is also, you know, a tax exempt, you know, sort of thing that you can become. And it's really interesting. We're actually going to go ahead and pursue this. So many others have done it, mm-hmm. where you become a private operating company, right? Or ministry,
private membership ministry, exactly. And you kick the, let's just call them the bad guys out, because they're not welcome. They're not part of that system. And the ruse or the dupe is that you get pulled into corporate structures that subjugate you to these evil entities, to these Luciferian agendas, and you have no idea. You think you're being a good little boy or girl following the rules, and those rules lead you straight to a hellish existence of enslavement. And so there's a lot of innovation occurring in terms of these PMAs, recognizing that it's not even unprecedented. It's not even new, but suddenly it's now come out. This is the point of what I was talking with Sherry about. It's like, I'm hearing things being talked about that I was like, I thought one person in a million, if that, knew it. And now I'm hearing it everywhere.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, and the government can't get involved what you're doing there. And it's written in our code. It's a legal thing. It's just been hidden from us for so long. Mm-hmm. And now these things are being revealed to us so that we can operate in the way, you know, that we have always supposed to have operated in. But, you know, we have certain unalienable rights, mm-hmm. and we're becoming more and more aware of that right now. And, you know, this is going to allow Banners for Freedom to be a tax exempt. You know, we didn't become a nonprofit to begin.
You don't want the rules associated with that.
We didn't want that. We didn't want the government coming in telling us what we can and can't do. But there's a lot of folks that, you know, want to donate large sums to be tax write-offs. We can't, you know, accept that as a tax exempt thing. But this PMA is going to allow us to do that. And we're hoping that's going to really project things, you know, forward in ways that we cannot go right now. But there's so many messages that need to go up, you know, that not just the medical tyranny, but the election tyranny. Mm-hmm. You know, there's messages about, you know, J6, you know, we've been putting up a lot of messages about that up on our Times Square board. You know, there's so many messages about our universities and our institutions, you know, the CRT stuff. I mean, there's a million things. We have to break the brainwashing that has taken place across our nation, right? Mm-hmm. You know, this mass formation psychosis that has taken place, this CIA agenda is what it is to you know, convince people of a false reality. And somehow we have to break through this information warfare, right? So we are going to use the means that they've used against us, and we're going to turn it around on them. And we're really excited about the possibilities.
Yes, our kung fu is better than theirs. I just want to remind you that, you know, the martial arts and art of war context and concepts don't always involve bloodshed. Don't need to, in fact. As I pointed out last hour, something I've said, you know, if you want to overcome cancer, you don't have to kill it with toxic poison that'll kill you. You starve it. You starve it of what it needs to own and control you or me. And that's a peaceful means by which we can move forward. And fasting is something that's written about in historical and religious texts, the Bible as well. as a way to overcome so much. And of course, if we talk about the spiritual aspect and reality of our lives, how it plays out politically, economically, and our health system as well, it's regaining and restoring that level of connection, that deep connection to the source of all healing that I call our divinity.
That's it. That's it.
Go ahead, Jamie. I interrupted you.
I was just going to mention one thing, is the little personal testimony about the whole YouTube censorship that's yes. You were talking about. Mm-hmm. So 14 years ago is when he helped wake me up on kind of, you know, the conspiracy side of stuff, end time prophecy. And again, we kind of knew in the future at some point they were going to, you know, try to mandate some kind of shot or, you know, universal system to track all of us. And so I woke up to all of that, but I didn't really talk about it too much. And then last year, when they were really starting to force it on the children, you know, I had had a day of repentance and I was just pouring my heart out to the Lord. And I'm like, I know none of the mandates or the mask, that whole scenario, like, did not affect us personally. Mm-hmm. Like, my husband would never come and tell me that I have to get a mandate to keep my job as his bookkeeper for his modeling company. You know, I'm not going to tell my children that I homeschool. They need a vax. But I have friends who are teachers. I've got, you know, my kids as friends that are having to go to school and have to deal with all this stuff. And for me, at the beginning of even the shutdown, they announced over the radio, we were sitting in a gas station parking lot getting ready to take the boys to ride their bikes at the park. And they announced the shutdowns for the school. And I had no idea what the last year and a half was going to be like. And I just turned around and I said, fear is a liar and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we went along with our day. And we've never had, you know, a moment, oh my goodness, you know, we're not living in fear. Very rarely did we comply with the mask mandates. We did get kicked out of the Alamo for not wearing our mask outside, but that's another story. Mm-hmm. But so it wasn't something that any of this speaking out again, spreading the truth about what's really going on with these vaccines mm-hmm. and things wasn't really going to affect us personally. Mm-hmm. But I knew it was going to affect all of our friends and family.
Well, but, you know, becoming selfless in that sense, really willing to put yourself out for others, not that you are forcing them to accept our, you know, your views or my view or our view, but inspiring them to recognize things that they don't recognize yet, give them the opportunity. And that's the point of, you know, do I just remain quiet because I'm afraid of speaking out, or are we called to speak out and, you know, give and live our testimony, be living examples for others. And you guys are doing that. I appreciate that so much. By the way, you mentioned the Alamo. It just reminds me of the last year of Michael Badnarik's life. He actually was a docent. He would give tours at the Alamo as well. And just, you know, to get a tour from this guy was amazing. And by the way, remembering too, back in 2004, it was Aaron Russo and Gary Nolan who were running for the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party, and Michael Badnarik won that year. So I couldn't remember Gary Nolan's name. It just came back to me. But Robert and Jamie, you guys are inspiration. You're just doing it. You're living it. I love it. We had a comment from Steven in the chat room. There's so many messages that need to be broadcast. Maybe Robert and Jamie should stream a live stream of the Robert Scott Bell Show with closed captioning on Times Square billboard. That would be something.
People
are running and screaming, but that'd be fun. But you guys, I appreciate you so much. Is there any other call to action you want to let loose on before we go here and wrap up? I know that we've got, again, your websites linked up, Banners for Freedom, the number 4, bannersforfreedom.com. And we've got links to the Give, Send, Go for those that want to donate in that way. Anything else that we didn't cover?
Sure. Well, you know, in regards to the website, it's really neat. If you go to bannersnumber4freedom.com and you scroll down, you'll see an interactive map that we've built, where you can locate the billboards where we've placed them all across the U.S. You can zoom in, there's little flames over them. And these are digital billboards. So we get webcams back whenever the ad goes live and we post it, you know, a link to the location on the map. So you can actually see what some of these billboards look like. Now, I only have one picture per location is what we post on the site, but there's actually multiple ads that run. These are digital. So we submit 4, 5, 6, 7 ads, and they'll just run in rotation. We put up the VARs number, the injury numbers. We put up the death numbers. We put up one that says hospital protocol kills. There's another one that says defeat the mandates. And then we'll throw in a couple of, other truth bombs in there from time to time. So you can follow along there. And then down below, folks were asking about, hey, how can we raise our own banner locally in our community without having to put up a billboard? So they were wanting, vinyl banners and yard signs, and they wanted to be a mobile, banner themselves. So we got car magnets and yard signs and stickers you can put across the back of your windshield, be a mobile banner. Those are always fun. People love getting that. They'll get like 100 pack of yard signs and then just stick them all over the city, right? Yeah. You put them in the intersect, you put them wherever, It don't matter if someone's going to take it. It's not a big deal, but put it there and hopefully the right person's going to see it. And, you can follow along on True Social. We're also on Telegram, banners the number 4 Freedom. And whenever something news happened, we post it on there. And
nice. I got to follow you guys. I didn't know that your tag. What was it for Instagram? I track you.
Banners the number 4 Freedom.
Find you out before the end of the broadcast today. I'll get on that so we can connect there as well. And I can't wait to see you. It's like less than a week away. We're going to be at Branson, Missouri for the next, right, the final one of this calendar year, I believe.
We're pulling out of here as soon as this interview is over. We're backing up and driving that direction.
Well, shout out to Clay Clark. Thank you for inviting me to be part of that. I didn't realize, honestly, it's so overwhelming. I was like, gosh, another trip, another thing. But this event sounds like it's going to be sensational. And I hope everybody's going to meet you and all of us and hit that. And when it starts up in the new year, do some more.
That's right. Hey, thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate all that you're doing, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you for being a significant part of the Army of Free Speech, or I don't know what else to call it, the Empire of Free Speech, whatever. But it's just free speech and pushing it for all it's worth for the empowerment that we are seeking, not from government, but from a far higher place than that. You know where that is. Thanks, guys.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Robert and Jamie AG, wonderful, wonderful people. And you can feel their heart and their integrity. And I can't wait to see them and you at that event. For those of you who are going this weekend in Branson, Missouri, the Reawaken America Tour. And then following week, Sherry Peel Jackson will join me and many others, including, David Martin and more at the Red Pill Expo. And we got a 10% discount for that. Use the code RSB to get 10% off of your tickets for Red Pill Expo. And there you go. We are here on Brighteon.tv, second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show each week at this time. But hey, there's a lot more of the Robert Scott Bell Show to go even beyond this. So if you haven't already signed up for the newsletter, text my initials RSB to the number 22828. That's it, 22828, and then send RSB. And then you'll be prompted to enter your email, and Super Don will be able to send you an email with all the things that are going on this show, upcoming events, special deals on things that we utilize. I appreciate all of your support. For those of you who are not yet patron supporters of the Robert Scott Bell Show, that's another exciting opportunity. We're going to be working on which Saturday this month. We've been trying to flip-flop a weekday evening to a Saturday morning or midday to do our monthly AMA sessions via Zoom where we see one another. It's a great, great community that has developed, the Robert Scott Bell Show family. Please consider doing that as well for as little as $5 a month or the whole year in advance. You can be part of that. And a lot of great things that we don't make available to the general public, so to speak, through the patron support. So thank you all for that. I mentioned also now a silver coin, if you will. I don't know if you'd rather to call it that, but a Health Freedom coin available now. It's kind of a fundraiser event, but you can actually have a keepsake. Without Health Freedom, there is no freedom. Beautiful design, 3/9 pure silver. The truth will set you free. 1 ounce, 999 fine silver. And I'll bring some of those as well to the Red Pill Expo if you want to get them there. So thank you all for being here. We've got a little bit more time. In fact, I think it's time for something called a question of the day. All right. This is, these questions that they can be controversial when they bring up brand names, because I don't like to bash and trash anybody or anything, but I'm just going to be objective in my reaction or response to this. This is from Bill. He says, "Hi guys, there's a protein bar called Built Bar. My understanding is this is a good protein bar. Here are some of the ingredients: whey protein isolate, partially hydrolyzed whey protein isolate, digestion resistant maltodextrin, glycerin, erythritol, gelatin, non-fat dry milk. Are these considered healthy ingredients? What is partially anyway, hydrogenated hydrolyzed. I really super.
What is it?
Partially. I'm not even gonna say hydrolyzed. Hydrolyzed. That's it.
Yes.
Can you bring up the label? Because I looked at that.
I can. I went and pulled it. Man, there were so many different varieties. I'm a big fan of peanut butter, so I picked the. What is this one here? The peanut butter.
Yes.
Brownie. There we go. That's it.
All right. So go full screen with that, so I can read it, if you don't mind. And let's go through this. And maybe. All right. Protein blend, whey protein isolate, partially hydrolyzed whey protein. Now, no reference. Somebody would have to tell me, is this from grass fed animals, for instance? Whey? I don't know. They don't say it. But when you partially hydrolyze it, I mean, you've altered the protein. Now you say water, dark chocolate, sugar, chocolate liqueur, cocoa butter, milk fat, soy, lecithin, vanilla. Again, no reference to the word organic. So the soy is likely GMO. Who knows what the quality of milk fat is? Digestion resistant maltodextrin. This is funny because maltodextrin by definition is not easy to digest. So why do they even say that other than to say, oh, well, it doesn't digest well, so you're not going to get calories from it. And then peanuts, not organic peanuts. That's loaded with aflatoxin. This is not a good ingredient. Some argue that peanuts are not good overall, but certainly you want to go organic if you do it. Glycerin, again, peanut butter, not organic. Hydrogenated cottonseed and rapeseed oil. GMO crops. Canola is rapeseed. At least they list it as rapeseed. Erythritol, cocoa, gelatin, natural flavor, citric acid. I'm sorry. Look, I don't know.
Dude, is that a typo there? Is it? Shouldn't it be hydrogenated?
Typically, yeah. Hydrogenerated. Yeah, I've never seen that.
That's interesting.
Label. Yeah. I'm confused by this, but I will tell you, this is something I am. You're not going to find RSB eating. Again, I'm not trying to make any enemies here. I'm just like looking at the ingredients, and it's just no. It's not something I would eat. And so there are protein bars that are more organic and non-denatured. And yeah, I mean, look, I've gotten some non. I don't know if they're necessary protein. In fact, there is one Superdon. I forget. I think I've showed the label. I need to get some more for this trip coming up. But they have a high protein form that does have peanut butter, but it's organic peanut butter. And I apologize. I can't remember the name of the bar, but there are options out there that are better than these that are marketed into being that are claimed to be really good and clean. I don't know what their claim to fame is, but I'm not eating that one. Just saying.
That's your personal.
I mean, look,
doesn't mean that, for other people, it might be right for them.
Yeah, I'm not dissing on, just saying my reaction. And by the way, Super Don, how did I react when I first read that off the air? Do you remember?
It was pretty funny. I wish we had been live when that happened, because yeah,
I couldn't believe what I was reading.
You were like, flailing your arms and running around the studio. Yeah.
I may have dropped an F-bomb or two. I don't know, but it was like.
I think you might have, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, moving into the quality or lack of quality ingredients. The FDA is saying that this ingredient causes cancer, yet it's in hundreds of candies. Since this is Halloween, Hollow Scream or whatever, maybe think twice about some of these.
You're kind of ball humbug on the Halloween thing. I've noticed this today.
I get the fun.
See, all the kids that are watching this show right now are throwing things at the computer screen.
Look, I get the fun of dressing up as a costume. I do. I understand that. It's fun. Like, you've shown pictures of me like in a theatrical production with dressing up and pretending to be something. That's fun. I got nothing wrong with that. But show the picture again where I photobombed Thor at the gym this morning. That, to me, that was my Halloween experience of the day. I was a superhero. I was flying through the picture. There it is. Can you recognize that guy?
Are you sticking your tongue out? Is that what's going on there?
Probably. It was like I went as crazy as I could be.
And I'm sorry, this dude here.
Yeah.
He's
got a Thor costume on.
That wig that he's wearing?
Yeah, it's a Thor
cape. I'm assuming that's a wig.
Yeah, it's a Thor wig. Yes.
Yeah. Thor would ask for his hammer back.
Yeah, he's got the hammer there. His beard is real. Nice guy, though. Don't be dissing on him. Nice guy. But anyway, that was my fun Halloween experience.
Yeah.
So let's go back to what not to eat and what not to give kids. And in this article, you'll see pictures of some products. And the key ingredient, in this case, to avoid among others, is red number 3. Scientists have urged the FDA to ban red 3. It's already illegal in cosmetics from foods ingested drugs and supplements. Probably illegal in other countries around the world. but you'll find Red 3 in candy corn. Nerds, Peeps, Pez, Sweet Tarts.
Dude, who eats candy corn? That's like the grossest, gnarliest candy there is.
Oh, I've heard some friends of ours.
There's some, yeah. Corn.
Yeah. No, we're not the only one, that, but some of them do. So please be careful about what you give away. You don't want to cause cancer. And I know that one day a year is not going to cause cancer, but it's like the accumulation of this. So if you see Red 3 is in it, we know it's bad. Please avoid it. Now, with that, for those of you who want more of the Robert Scott Bell Show, come on over to robertscottbell.com. We have a bonus round even after we're ending with our Roku co-stream, so to speak, with our friends at Brighteon.tv. And I'll be there, hopefully with them, at the Reawaken America tour. I'll be broadcasting live over the weekend as well. So thank you all for being here.